Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. They're out and they're active, not your springtime pleasantry. Today with UK entomologist Lee Townsend, we're dealing with ticks.
They spend the winter down in grass litter and on the surface and relatively exposed. So if we have a nice hard freeze sometime during the winter, it ends up killing many of them. But with the mild winter we've had, we've not only got a larger number than usual, but I think they're active sooner than they typically are in the spring.
The usual suspects are the American dog tick and the Lone Star. They carry a disease threat, but statistically that's very low, but still worth avoiding them in the first place.
The bites themselves, particularly the Lone Star tick, can be really irritating. It's our reaction to the saliva that they inject when they feed. We have some diseases that ticks in Kentucky can carry, but like you say, fortunately, the percentage of them that are carrying a disease is low, and we get that from information from the Centers for Disease Control.
In tick-prone areas, you can wear a repellent with the ingredient permethrin and wear light-colored clothing so the ticks will be easy to spot and check for them often. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
Back with UK entomologist Lee Townsend, he reiterates that the chances of contracting a disease from a tick are low, but they are worth avoiding.
Ticks usually have to feed for several hours. If they're carrying a pathogen, it isn't transferred immediately. So the sooner you find a tick and remove it, again, you reduce your chances of any problems.
If you have one, you use tweezers and grab it as close to your skin as possible.
And then just use a steady pull to get them loose. They're glued in there with some cement they secrete. They've got mouth parts with some hooks in them, so once they've settled down and started to feed, they don't come off easily. So that's why that steady, gentle pull is important.
And avoid home remedies like using lighter fluid or touching the tick with a hot match.
That just causes the tick to salivate more and even increases its chances of irritating you with its bite.
So let's be careful out there. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.